Okay. All right, let's begin. First thing I want to speak about, first few things we have to speak about from yesterday's sugya, okay? Number one, we learned yesterday that you need to have, in order to write a pruz bowl, you need to have karka. Who needs to have karka? Who do we say has to own karka in order to enable a pruz bowl to be written? I can't hear. What? The borrower, the lova. That's correct. What happens, the Gemara says, if the lova has no land? What do we say in the malva has land? What's the din? The malva can what? Can be mezakehin land. Excellent. Now, the first point I want to mention is as follows. That's called zochen, schus. You're zochen on behalf of the lova, meaning you give him to him. Let me ask you, is that a schus? For the lova, is it a schus or not? What does the pruz bowl do? It keeps the what? Keeps the loan intact. If it keeps the loan intact, is that good for the lova or bad for the lova? Bad. So what kind of schus is that? Who asked that kasha? The Ron. Let's get it. The Ron asked that kasha. And there are two terutzim to that kasha. Number one, okay, number one is that the bottom line is, it's very interesting. The Ron asked that kasha, and the Ron actually says, let's get it down, if the lova screams and says, I don't want it, then it's not good. Then it will not be given over to him. And the malva cannot be mezakeh to him baal korcho. But if the lova is not around, he's out of town, then the what? Then the malva can be mezakeh to him on his behalf. Okay? So in a chanami, the Ron says, if it's screaming at him that I don't want it, it will not be acceptable. Okay? That's number one, what the Ron points out. And Lamais, it's very interesting. Mikan, there is a riot that we say Zachan Ladim Shaloba Funov, even though, it's very, very interesting, even though something bad might come out of it, more than the schus, but the bottom line is now, me as a malva, I'm giving the lova something. Is he getting a schus out of it? Yes, he is. In the overall picture, the overall scheme of things, is it good for him, the lova? Yes or no? No, it's not good for him. I don't care. Zachin Ladim Shaloba Funov looks at what? Tunnel vision. You look at the act right now. And the act right now is that I'm giving him a small property. Even though what emerges from it is a bad thing for him, a chov. That's what you see from the what? From the Chiddush of the Ron. Number two, the Rush writes the following Chiddush. Even though it is a chov, Tiknu Chachamim Shebekolshu Kasvin and Pruzbol. We don't care. This is part of the takana of a Pruzbol. That despite the fact that it is a chov, for the lov at this point, we don't care. Part of the rules and the regulations of a Pruzbol is that the malva can give over to the loiva the property, and I don't care whether it's a chov. It breaks all the rules. That's part of the takana of Pruzbol. Let's get that. That's the second shot. And lastly, the Miri. The second shot was the Rush. And lastly, the Meiri, who says as follows, and this is quoted Ladina in the Aruch HaShulchan and Choshim Mishpat Simin Samet Zayin Sif Yud Aleph, Os Yud Aleph, and that is as follows. The bottom line is that if you don't allow this, what's going to happen? What's the bottom line if you don't allow this? In general, what are malvas going to stop doing? They're going to stop lending money. So as a public policy, it's a great recommendation that we what? That we allow this to be done, that the lova has to have to take the karka. Because if a malva knows he can't do that, if I lend someone money and I realize the lova has no land and I'm going to get stuck with the loan going up in smoke because I can't give him a piece of my property, there's no way I'm going to stop. I'm going to continue loaning money in the future. So as a public policy, the Meiri says, we accept it. We allow it, and that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. So please get this down. We said three pshatim. Why, in fact, it is a mezakeh lo? Why do we view the malva being mezakeh the land to love it? It's a chov for him, the love. One teretz is what? In a chanam, the Ron says, if he's screaming there, it's not good. But if he's out of town, it is zachen ladim. What do you see the chiddush from there? That you say zachen ladim, even though what? Even though what comes out of that is a chov, we still call zachalam. We look at what the act is now. Second Terrence is what? Second Terrence is who? The Rosh. That part of the rules and regulations of principles that the Mavla can be Mizak in the land of Lova. I don't care whether what. I don't care whether. It's what? Whether it's considered to be what? A Swiss or not. Or whether it's a Chofrim. That's part of the rules and regulations. And number three, what's the Miri's Pshat? Or Chashulchan? As a public policy, in order to what? Motivate lenders in the future to lend money, we allow this to take place. Okay? We allow this to take place. Okay, that's the first point I wanted to mention. Please get that. Number two, I want to point out that according to the Rambam, who says that if you take a flower pot off the ground and put it on pegs, what did the Rambam say yesterday we said? What did the Rambam say we said yesterday? Chayiv. That's correct. What does the Rambam say about Prusbul? Meaning, what does that mean, the Rambam saying in Hilchos Shabbos? That if it's put upon pegs, is it Tolish or Mechubar? Elon? It's Tolish. What about by Prusbul? What's the pshat by Prusbul then? What do you say by Prusbul? Why by Prusbul will you say, if you're Chayiv and Shabbos, Prusbul they were Mekel? To treat as if he has land. Get this down. The Meiri writes like this. Meaning that Utzitz Nakav Agabi Yesedos, according to the Rambam and Hilchos Shabbos, is what? Is what? Is Tolish. Therefore, you're Chayiv Skila. But for purposes of what? For purposes of Hilchos Prusbul, even though we said the Rambam left it out, but other Rishonim who agree with the Rambam will say it's acceptable because they were Mekel. Regarding Prusbul, you know why? Kadesh Lotil Odelis if they love it. Because if you don't allow it for the love, again, Malva is going to stop lending money. So I want you to get that prat out. We mentioned yesterday the Ram left out the whole din about the snuck of Agabi Yesedis by Prusbul. That's one way of getting out of it. But other Rishonim like the Meiri, who agrees with the Rambam that says Yechayev Skilan Shabbos, Elon, what do you do about Prusbul? Why would that be acceptable if it's on top of the pegs? Because we treat it as if it's part of the karka. That's part of the coolness of Prusbul. Because we want to motivate people to continue lending. Okay? That's the second point. Please get that. Okay. Third point. I realized this morning, Ari, can I borrow this for a moment? We had a beautiful Shtukel Torah, and this is where we left off yesterday, the end of Shir. Please get it. We pointed out yesterday that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik had a beautiful mahalach. It was a beautiful mahalach, but I realized this morning there's something quite difficult with it. Okay? And I want you to get this. What was the first kasha we had on Rav Moshe Soloveitchik yesterday? What was the first kasha? Someone refresh my memory. That what? We said that what? Steering the Rambam. The Rambam writes that what? That if you grow something in the gag, what's the din? Maybe v'koyret. Mashma that what? If the flower pot is on top of the what? The pegs, what's the din? You are what? You're chayv kibbutz and mitzvos. What did the Rambam say in Hilchos Shabbos?
It's tolish.
Tolish, you're chayv kibbutz. Mashma that it's tolish. Shnei and obey in the Rambam. Okay. I want you to get this. That case of gag and churba is according to who in Menachos? Reb Yochanan. Do you remember all the chilukim we had in Menachos between Cheres and Eitz and Nekev and not Nekev? You looked it up in Menachos on Pei Dalet and Beis. You know who that was? That was according to Reish Lakish. You look in that Gemara in Menachos. That was Reish Lakish. That whole Tosis we did, right, Alan, you wanted to do it again? That whole Tosis we did was Reish Lakish. What does Reb Yochanan say? What does Reb Yochanan say? This is what I want you to get. This is an amazing chiddush. Reb Yochanan says, Gag, v'churba, maybe v'kore, atzitz, v'svina, eino maybe kol ikker. Eino maybe kol ikker. Wow. So, what does this mean? This is what I want you to get. There is a halacha regarding bikurim, special halacha that you have to give from the best of fruits. If you don't give the best of stuff, then there's no chiyuv at all. On the utzitz and the sfina, it's bad stuff. It doesn't grow well. There is no chiyuv of bikurim at all, the Rambam writes. He paskins like Rav Yochanan. On the gag and the kurva, it was a cultivated garden, the din is maybe v'kore. This doesn't indicate anything about what the Rambam holds about utzitz nakuf, on top of the sedos. It doesn't indicate anything. What was Rav Moshe Soloveitchik's whole point? He wanted to prove avira karabumine works for Yanika, and it doesn't work for what? For Hilchos Shabbos, right? This has nothing to do with that. This is a lach of Bikurim, that Bikurim you need the best stuff. And this is not the best stuff. It's bad stuff. Therefore, there's not a nechiv to bring it. This doesn't show avira karabumine. Now, the Rambam does say in Hilchos Trumas, Perek Dawud, get it down, Alacha Tefav, that an Atzitz Nakuv is Chayiv B'Trumas and Maestris. But what's that talking about when he says Chayiv B'Trumas and Maestris? It's Perek Dawud, Alacha Chavhei, I believe. Oh, no, Perek Dawud, Alacha Tefav. Does someone, you ever rhyme there, Ari? Yeah. The Rambam? You look up the Rambam Hilchos Trumas, Perek Dawud Alacha Tevav. The Rambam says Atzitz Nakuv Schayv Trumas and Maisers. What type of Atzitz Nakuv Schayv Trumas and Maisers? When it's what? When it's resting on the what? Yeah, when it's resting on the ground. I'll write it down. Atzitz Nakuv Aladama is Schayv Trumas and Maisers. But if it's on top of what? If it's on top of the pegs, it's not Schayv at all in Trumas and Maisers. It's not chayiv at all in Trumas and Maestros. At all.
What Perek is it?
Perek Dalet. You know what? Yeah, Perek Dalet. Okay? You understand what I'm saying? It's not chayiv at all in Trumas and Maestros. So what we want to bring out from the Rambam is, and this is what the Eglei Tal points out. Please get it. The Eglei Tal points out, that's what we had yesterday. We mentioned it yesterday. We continue on it now. Please get it. The Eglei Tal writes that according to the Rambam, how did the Rambam paskin by Svina to be chayiv and Trumas and Maisers? Someone tell me, how did the Rambam paskin by Svina? Who did he paskin like? Rabban or Reb Yudah? Seth, who did he paskin like? Like Reb Yudah, that the Svina has to be what? Gosheshes, it has to touch. So it says the Eglei Tal, the Atzitz Nakuv on top of pegs, also is not chayiv, because it's not touching. It's not touching. And therefore, says the Eglei Tal, that's the Rambam Shita. I want you to get it down. This Rav Moshe Soloveitchik is a Pella. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik created this whole sphere in the Rambam. That the Rambam writes, Avira Karabu Minei, Yerchayv and Trumas and Maestros. You have it? No. In Hilchos Trumas. In Hilchos Trumas. You follow what I'm saying? He created this whole sphere. You don't see anything from this, maybe the Korei. That's because it's good fruit. In fact, the Rambam writes, Atzitz Nakuv is only chayiv trumas when it's on the Adama. When it's suspended in midair, you wouldn't be chayiv. How do I know that? Because Sfina has to be gosheshes, it has to touch. Thank you. It has to touch, Lamaisa. Okay? I'm sorry, it's hey tefav. Atzitz Nakuv hariu ka'aretz. What type of Atzitz Nakuv? On the ground. There's no evidence anywhere if the Rambam says it's suspended in midair that you'd be chayiv. Sfina has to be touching to be chayiv. So how could Rav Moshe Soloveitchik say this? So I asked Rav Tversky this one. Rav Tversky is the Rav's grandson. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik is his great-grandfather. He said he didn't know. He also didn't know. He also was very bothered by the same kasha that we have. The whole shtickle tire doesn't start. Old shtickle Torah doesn't start. He wanted to say Avira Karabunis for Yanika. This is a special din to be Kurin. In fact, when the Rambam speaks about Atzitz Nakuv, it's only when it's on the ground. When it's suspended in midair, you won't be chayiv. This is the chiddush that we want to bring out. Please get it down. So now, yesterday we said, I can't believe the Eglei Tal saying against Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. After thinking about it more, the Eglei Tal is absolutely correct. Does everyone cop this? According to the old shtickle Torah, is a beautiful shtickle Torah, but it's not. It's no stira. Elon, you follow what I'm saying? Please get this all up. Get this down. It's very difficult. So I want you to get this. Bottom line, according to the Machlokes Rambam Tosfos, how do we explain it according to the Eglei Tal? What do you say? How would you explain it according to the Eglei Tal? According to the Rambam, what do we assume? The halacha is the what? What does the Rambam hold? What do you say? Are you chayav in Trumas and Maaseres? Halacha l'maaseh. No, you're not chayav in Trumas and Maaseres at all. You're not chayav in Trumas and Maaseres at all. If you take the flower pot on Shabbos from the ground to above the pegs, are you chayav skila? Yes. Are you chayav in Trumas and Maaseres? No, because it's not talush. According to Tosos, what's the din? What did we say yesterday? What does Tosos always hold? Ksumachubur, excellent, Zevi. So therefore you are chayav in Trumas and Maaseres. Are you chayav in Shabbos? No, it's only Nisr what? In Nisr Midrabanan. This is what the Eglei Tal says, the Pshat. Okay? So we're going to go with the Eglei Tal Pshat. It's a beautiful shtickle, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, but it's very difficult. Alan, you follow what I'm saying? The Rambam never says anywhere Avira Karabu B'nei is made to chayav in Trumas and Maaseres. Not at all. Okay. There's one other Pshat. Let's get it. And this also is difficult. Oh, the Dvar Avram writes that the Rambam will agree. Please get it down. The Dvar Avram, the Kovna Rav, who gave smicha to the Rav. The Dvar Avram writes that the Rambam will agree that an Atzitz Nakav al Yesedos is chayiv in Meiser. Afal Pikein, you're chayiv in Shabbos. Why? Again, you got me? Nursing. The Rambam will agree that it's on top of pegs, you're chayiv. Kind of like Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said. Exactly like Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. So why are you chayiv on Shabbos? So he wants to say like this. When you pick up the flower pot off the ground and you carry it, you have cut off nourishment. When you put it on the pegs, you are what? You are replanting it. So what's the kasha? According to that, what should come out? Says the Divrei Yecheskel. What should come out? How many times should you be chayiv? You should be chayiv once talush for picking it up off the ground, and then when you put it back on the pegs, you should be chayiv for what? For Zoraya. The Rambam says you're only chayiv because of talush. So that's a difficult shot. But we're saying it's also difficult. Why should he assume by Maaseres you're chayiv? See, he also wants to say by Maaseres you should also be chayiv. Like Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. The Dvar Avraham wants to say you should be chayiv. Shabbos is different because if you pick it up, you've cut it off. According to him, when you put it back up, you should be chayiv twice. Rambam says only chayiv once. But again, the Dvar Avraham is assuming you're chayiv what? You're chayiv for Trumas and Maaseres. Munach HaGabi Yesedos. So Rambam never said that. On the contrary, Rambam is going to say when it's on the Adoma. So this is a very difficult pshat, Lamaisa. So we'll go with the Eglei Tal's pshat, or the Rebbe, Rebbe Yitzchak Miponovicher, that the Rambam held that something, that, even though it's Mechubar Yuchai, because you've the diminution of the Yenika, and Tosfos holds, no, Kotz is not told in the diminution of the Hanukkah, of the Yenika. So we'll go with the different pshat, Lamaisa, than Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, okay? That was the difficulty that we had. All right, very good. Okay, please get that. These are very important nekudas. We got to go fight the next sugya. Okay? Let's see the next sugya. Okay. See the Gemara here on Daf Chesem and Aleph. It's not really the next sugya, but it's a different take in the whole sugya. Okay? See the Gemara. Chaim. Go ahead. Okay? Let's see the Gemara. Go ahead. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok. Right, meaning to say that what? All the rivers in Eretz Yisrael, everyone agrees that if it gets delivered in a boat in the Kinneret, what's the din? It's like Eretz Yisrael. You don't have to say b'fan enektiv. A whole new take. Whereas earlier we said the machlekes was in the rivers in Eretz Yisrael. Here everyone agrees the rivers are okay. Why are they okay? Rashi, go ahead. Let's see Rashi. What's problematic with this Rashi? What does Rashi say here? That all the rivers in Eretz Yisrael are like Eretz Yisrael. Because the reasoning of get is not based on Yenike, right? Not based on Yenike. Why is that difficult? The way we were describing Rashi and Zion Amid Beis. What did we say Rashi's approach was? Mark? Chumar. Excellent. You turn around in this Rashi, now he's trying to say Yanikit. He's trying to say Yanikit. The reasoning of what? Of Eretz Yisrael, the reasoning of Get is not because of Yanikit. He's saying because really all the rivers in Eretz Yisrael are like Eretz Yisrael. What do you mean? We never said it was Yanikit. Rashi seems to say from this Rashi that the previous Gemara held was dependent on Yanikit. Now comes Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, no, I'm sorry. It's not based on Yanikit. What do you mean? We've been describing Rashi has nothing to do with Yanikit. We said Yav Shahar. Three times we were Madaik and Rashi and Zion in the face. This Rashi seems to fly in the face of what we described in Zion in the face. Right? He says, Rav Nachman Yitzchak is saying a whole new vort. Not dependent on Yanikit. Well, Rashi, you yourself said Zion in the face wasn't dependent on Yanikit. Oh. Who asked this kasha? Rav Shmuel Rozovsky asked this kasha. This is like the Ritva and the Meiri. Rav Nocha Parchovich asked this kasha. Oh. So the answer is as follows. It's Lav Davke. Yanik is Lav Davke. Rashi doesn't mean Yanik and Mamish. That's what he wants to say. Rashi doesn't mean Yanik and Mamish. Chaim was asking this and said, the Iker Kavon, it's not Gidule Aretz. Because not Yonik Yashar Me Aretz. That's what he wants to say. He didn't mean Yanik and Mamish. Okay? So that's how we'll be able to say that Zion and Mabez was Mechubar, and he didn't mean Yanik, he really meant Mechubar. It's a little bit schwer. But Lamaisa, this is what is difficult, Lamaisa, and that's what Rav Nachum Parchovich, this is where Shmuel Rozovsky wants to give such a teretz. Okay? That's what he wants to say. You know, another way you could say it is that there was a Machlokes Tin Reb Zeira here, and Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak. Reb Zeira said it was an issue of Mechubar or not. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak maybe says it's totally on the teva of the Yanikit. Maybe. So if there's a hefsek of mayim, what's the din, Lamais? Maybe that's a different way of saying it. That according to Reb Zeira says it's an issue of mechubar and what? It's an issue of mechubar and talush. According to Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, it's totally on the nature of the Yanikit. And where there's a hefsek of mayim, maybe therefore it's not comparable to get. That's what Rav Nochem Parchovich wants to say. Okay, one of those two pshatim we would have to suggest, but this Rashi, at first glance, that's what I want you to notice, seemed to go against what we said on Zion and Mepes. Okay, Victor, go ahead, let's see. No, back to the Gemara, please. Okay, yeah, keep pligi, Ella. We didn't do the Gemara yet. Ella what? They're arguing about Ayamagono. Go ahead. You drop down from the mountain range of Turi Amnon to all the way down. Go ahead, Anosim. The island Shibiyam, Rowan Osan. Right? Okay, so let's try to draw it a little bit. Try the best we can. This is Eretz Yisrael juts in, right? So if you have Eretz Yisrael like this, okay, this is Eretz Yisrael. This is Eretz Yisrael right here. And there are going to be islands here. So this is all Eretz Yisrael. This part of it is all Eretz Yisrael. Over here is Turei Amnon. Right? And it juts out. So you're going to have to draw from Turei Amnon down to Nachal Mitzrayim. Okay? So you'll draw a line like this. This is the shore of Eretz Yisrael, and these dots are the islands. These are Eretz Yisrael. The islands outside are considered to be Chutz Laaretz. That's what the Tanakhama says according to Rashi. Turi Amnon. Okay? Turi Amnon. Now, according to Rashi, okay, we'll get into more. Let's finish the Gemara. Go ahead.
Are we Boyama Yala Kamayama Gado? Who will say Yala Kamboya?
Right. Shenemar gvul yam v'hayam lechem hayam agadol gvul. Period. Ze yeh lechem gvul hayam. Go ahead. Oh, so what's Reb Yehuda? According to the Tanakhama, it's a vertical. According to Reb Yehuda, it's like this. California is here. Aphoria. Nachal Mitzrayim. And this goes all the way to the Straits of Gibraltar, right? To the Atlantic. So all islands inside of here are Eretz Yisrael. All islands over here are Chutzlarts. This is what Reb Yehuda has. So the Tanakhama has the vertical lines, Reb Yehuda has horizontal. Go ahead. Right in the Gemara, go ahead. Oh, what do the Rabbana do with, no, Rabbana Hayagvu my of delay. Period. What do they do with that pasuk? Go ahead. They need to tell me, because what would I have thought? I would have thought maybe what? Only the shore is the cutoff point of Eretz Yisrael. How do I know the island's in the middle of the water of Eretz Yisrael? That's why I need the pasuk. Go ahead. Reb Yehuda says, I don't need anything. Everything inside here is Eretz Yisrael. I don't need a special ribui for the islands. Okay. Now, this is very important. Before we get to the technicalities of the pshat, what is Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Chiddush? Don't always forget where you are in the Gemara. This is what I wanted you to notice. According to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, what is the answer to the Gemara? The Bryce, what are we trying to answer? Then someone tell me. The two Bryces in Zion and Bays. One Bryce said, if you deliver a get in a boat, you don't have to sit in front of an atlas like Yisrael. The other Bryce said, you have to. It's Chutzlarts, right? How do you plug it in? What do you say? What's the pshat in the Gemara? What do you say? What's the pshat in the Gemara? Reb Yehuda says that what?
The boat's like Eretz Yisrael.
Reb Yehuda says the boat is like what? It's like Eretz Yisrael, right? Reb Yehuda says if you have a boat here, delivering a get, you don't have to save a fun and after, right? This is what we're assuming. Okay, Zevi. Now, what about according to the Chamin, will you have to say? Yes, you'll have to say, because it's Chutzlarts. Meaning to say that what? Reb Yehuda now is the one, according to Nachman Yitzchak, is the one who's what? Mekel, right? And the Chamer, the one who said, you have to be Machmir. In the first two approaches on Zion and Mebeis, was that true? What did Reb Yehuda say? Only if the boat touches. The boat wasn't touching, you have to say before and after. And according to the Chamin, you don't have to. So I wanted you to notice this pshat, that according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, everything's flipped. Reb Yehuda is the one who's being Mekel here, and the Tanakhama is the one who's being Machmir. Okay? This is very important, Lamaisa. Okay? That's the Chiddush. Wanted you to point out in pshat, Lamaisa. Okay? That's how he's answering the Brises. And this is the answer. So the Brisa that says, Chutzlarts will leave the Rabbanon, talking about the islands in the west, this is what Rashi says, Befei Rezevi. And the first Brisa that says, Eretz Yisrael is going like Reb Yehuda, because that's all Eretz Yisrael. Now, has everyone got that pshat? But it's very important to note that, because that shows you really know the Gemara well. Then in Zion and Beis Reb Yehuda was the one who was being what? Was the one who was being machmir? Tanakam was being mekel. Now you got to fuck here. Okay. Now, the Maram Shif points out, let's get it. Sorry, the Rishash and the Maram Shif, but they ask similar kashas. Just pointing it out, the Rishash asks, why didn't the Gemara just establish both prices like the Rabbanan? And what could you have said? What could you have said? That the one that says you don't have to say the fun and ethics, the rivers in Eretz Yisrael, and the one that says you have to say is talking about the Mediterranean. Just keep it within the Rabbanon. Get that down. That's a Rishash's kasha. He doesn't answer it. The Maram Shif asks a similar kasha. Why don't you just say that both prices are according to the Rabbanon, and the one that says you don't have to say the fun and ethics is within the imaginary line, and the one that says you have to say the fun and ethics is outside the imaginary line? Similar kasha to Rishash. They both believe it is kashas. Okay. But maybe because the Gemara and Zion and Beis brought in Reb Yehuda, He wanted to try to answer it. Okay? Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. That's what I would say. It's a Balabatish answer. Okay? But Lamaish, maybe that's what you could say. But it gets you to think in the Pshat and the Gemara. Okay? All right. Now, Lamaisa, we have Rashi's Pshat. Okay? Now, Rashi points out, okay, in Dibra Masko, Ki Pligi. Okay? Read that Rashi real quick, Chaim. Ki Pligi. Yam Gufei, Laver Yitzro, go ahead. Right. What's problematic with that Rashi? What's problematic with that Rashi? How do we write it on the board? According to the Tanakhama, this is the border, right? What did Rashi say? Fine. What's the border? The shore is the border. No one says the shore is the border. According to Tanakham, it's the line that's the border. No one says it's the shore. Should have been bothered by this, right? No one says it's the shore. So what you have to say is as follows, is that he means those places where the shore, you know, points westward. Westward, lemaisa michutz lechudam nimtach. What do you mean? What I think you have to say he means is he means any cities where that will be outside this border, outside this line. That's the way you got to read the Rashi, because the bottom line is that these dots are water part of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so you have to say what he means. Anytime the shore kind of pushes westward past that line, that's what Rashi has to say. I grant you it's a bit severe, but there's nothing else to say. Okay, that's what you have to say Rashi means. Okay? Alright. This is the Chiddush that we have in the Rashi. Okay? Now, also, I hope you guys went through all the Rashis. Did you go through them all? Because we don't have time to go through them all in Shir, inside. Okay? But let's get it. Next point in Rashi. What does Rashi say the northern border is? What does Rashi say the northern border is? Turei Amno. Excellent, Yossi. Turei Amnon is the northern border, this mountain range. Why is that Shvir? What do we say in the Mishnah? What do we say in the Mishnah? Akko, excellent guys. Akko in the Mishnah is the border. Very excellent. What's the answer? What did Tosfos say on our Mishnah, on Daf Beis? That the borders are in Mishnah according to who? Ole Bavel. No problem. The topic at hand is not Ole Bavel. That would be good according to Tosfos, right? According to Tosfos, the topic at hand is Ole Mitzrayim, and then the Mishnah was Ole Bavel. But what do we say to Rashi and the Mishnah holds? Ole Mitzrayim, like who? Which Rishon? Rashi was holding like who? He quoted the Psukim in the Mishnah. Who was the other Rishon that held Ole Mitzrayim in the Mishnah? The Rambam, right? The Rambam said in the Perush Mishnayis, Ole Mitzrayim. So we have Rashi and the Rambam say Ole Mitzrayim. What are you going to do now? Is it Akko or is it Turei Amnon? So the Chazon Ish writes in Simen Gimel, Os Lamed Beis in Shviz, amazing thing. He says Ashkelon and Akko were the northern, southern, and Akko and Ashkelon are the northern southern borders of Ole Bavel. He can't believe the Rambam writes that these are the borders of Ole Mitzrayim. Ole Mitzrayim is Turei Amnon, Nach Mitzrayim. It's a Pella. We're piling on another kasha. The Rambam says Ole Mitzrayim is Turei Amnon, Nach Mitzrayim. It's not true, Lomaisa. How could he say this? Chazon Ish says that Akko and Ashkelon are gvulos of Ole Bavel. The Rambam says they're gvulos of Ole Mitzrayim. It's not true. The gvulos of Ole Mitzrayim was not Akko and Ashkelon. It was exactly this: Turei Amnon and Nach Mitzrayim. Pella. So the Maharam Shif wants to say this is an amazing teretz. You remember we had the sugya in Zayinim and Beis? Let's not forget it. In the sugya in Zayinim and Beis, what do we say was unique from Rashi? That Akko was what? Remember we said there were two Akkos according to Rashi? Maybe. One in the northwest and one in the northeast. Maybe you could suggest this. Was it in the northwest or was it in the northeast? Okay. So maybe you could say the Maram Shif writes that Akko was in the northeast. Also. And Turi Amnon is the northwestern one. That's how he wants to say it. So don't be bothered by Akko. Akko was in the northeast. But Lamaisa, Turi Amnon is the one that's in the northwest.
There's still two Akkos though.
What'd you say?
Where's the other Akko? There's still two
okay,
Akkos.
But Lamaisa, when we refer to that, Akko in the Mishnah was referring to the one in the northeast. Okay, we said that one was a possibility. Why is that difficult though, would you say? What did the Mishnah say? You're right, right. But we did say one possibility Yitzhi, that would stay. But what's more importantly and difficult? What does the Mishnah say the southern border is? Ashkelon. And what does it say here? Nachum Mitzrayim. So this is difficult. Okay? This is something to think about. Okay? With Tosas only bother, you could solve it. But according to Rashi, if the border's rolling Mitzrayim, it's a difficulty. Okay. We don't necessarily have an answer for it. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't think it's necessarily a steer. That's the Nachum Mitzrayim to be the most south on the border with the Yam. And the most south of Eretz Yisrael is the Ashkelon.
Okay.
The way Eretz Yisrael is shaped is that's the
okay.
It's like the southern tip of Gaza. Like
you mean Ashkelon is like in the mid-south? Okay, could be. I hear. But it doesn't really answer this unless you say Akko's northeast. That's all I'm saying.
The other thing is that Ashkelon is like actually in between.
Okay, he's just saying, Yetzi's just saying maybe it's the southern part in the middle. Okay, all right.
Ashkelon would be further down.
All right, I just want you to note it. Okay, all right. Weiter now. Let's see the Tosis now, okay? Let's see the Tosis. Go ahead. Chaim. Top Tos. I hope you guys worked at this Tosis, okay? Go ahead. Let's go. Top Tosis. Cole. Let's go, Chaim. To Top Tosis. Go ahead. So, okay. So, let me use my notebook, okay? What does he say that Rashi says? That it's what? According to Rashi, what you have is as follows. Can everyone picture this? Here. This is all going to fall out. Here. Like this. I'll do it like this. This is the top of Eretz Yisrael in the north. Rashi views, you got this? Turi Amnon, south. This is the south, dipping in towards, I don't know, the goal, you know, Eretz Yisrael. Kiryat Shmona, let's say. And this is north. You got it? Does everyone understand what I'm saying? Eretz, you're in Yerushalayim. You're in Tel Aviv, right? So you're in. This is the way Rashi has it, right? It goes southward and northward, the Turi Amnon mountain range. Everyone have this clear? Yes. Okay. That's the way Rashi has it. Okay. Very good. Viter now. It's a great kasha. No. According to Rashi, right? Again, you guys are in Tel Aviv Yerushalayim, right? Why on earth does the Tanakama need to mention Kafluria? Why do you need Kafluria? I wrote on the board of Kafluria. Turi Amnon is the mountain range. Right? Take Kafluria, right? Take Turi Amnon, which is, let's say, like this, right? Jut it out towards the Straits of Gibraltar and Morocco, right? What do you have to come out with Kafluria for? What'd you say? Yeah, why does Reb Yudah need to mention Kafluria? Exactly, Yitzi. Let him say Turi Amnon and jut out that way, westward. Does everyone got this? Not hard. If you view it like this, why did Rabbi Yehuda have to come with a new point of destination? This is the northern border to Riamnol. This is a peak, let's say. Let's say there's a peak. And if there's a peak, let that peak what? Serve as what? As the border jutting out. What do you need Kafloria for? Has everyone got that? Nachum, you got it? I'll say it again. This is the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, right? This is Eretz Yisrael, this is Chutz La'aretz. And this, the metal ridges of my notebook are the peak of the mountain. That's the northern range. So if that's the northern range, and Rabbi Yehuda says everything out that way is what? Is Eretz Yisrael. And everything down there is Eretz Yisrael, like we wrote it on the board. Why do you have to come up with a new name, Kafloria? Tariamnon itself will serve as the what? Will serve as the border, as the dot to jut out. You follow me? What do you need a new name for? That's the Kasha Tosis. Very clear Kasha. Oh. Now, how would you answer this according to Rashi? So, why don't, let's say the Pnei Yehoshua. Pnei Yehoshua says the following. Please get it. My notebook is a good peak. But who says that it's what? That it's so narrow. I'm trying to think of, a bigger way to do it. Let's say it would be like this. This bottle is much wider. Right? You understand what I'm saying? So where on this point, let's say you're where Josh is. Let's say it's a bigger space. Where on this point of the bottle are you going to say you should take the point and jut out that way? Therefore, you need to pin down a place. Therefore, the Pnei Yehoshua says, that's why he said, you know, this was like Turiamna was a day or two mountain range. It would be curved one way, curved another way. You need to pick a specific point to go westward with it. So which point are you going to, I'm trying to, let me get another piece of paper or something. The bottle is not a good, give me a blank piece of paper. Yeah, let's say it would be like this. So where on this point are you going to choose? We don't know. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda said Kafloria. Turi, I'm known as this whole piece, length of this piece of paper. You need to pick a city, Kafloria, to go that way. That's what the Pnei Yehoshua wants to solve, Rashi. Beautiful answer. What'd you say? Tanakama holds. No, because the Tanakhama holds Turi Amnon itself is the northern what? Is the northern border. That's exactly what it is, according to the Tanakhama. It's the northern border. So, nerds, okay, Zevi's making a good point. Where on that piece of paper will it be the northern border? I don't know where. No, it's a good point. I don't know. No, that's a good point. Wait, one second. It's a good point what Zevi's saying. Give me a piece of paper. Thank you, Ari. Where in that piece of paper will be the northern border? I really don't know. I don't know. Gemara doesn't say. But all I know is that it serves as the northern border. Okay? I don't know. Gemara doesn't say.
I think Tosa Rush asked that.
Tosa Rush asks us, so what's his answer? He doesn't give an answer?
He gives a new shot at Tosos.
Okay, all right, I'm just saying, according to Rashi, it's a good point. I don't know where it's going to be. If I'm walking the range, the top of the range of Turi Amnon, and I'm walking southward to northward, from here to here, I don't know where its throw would stop. That's all I'm saying. Okay? It's a good point. But that's the way we're solving Rashi. Okay. Let's go Viter now in Tosus. Okay? Go ahead. All right, I'm going to hold this for a minute, okay? Maybe more than a minute. Okay, all right. Go ahead. Viter now, Chaim. Let's see inside. Now, what is the most fundamental thing? We always stress this every time when we're doing a Toysus or a Rishon. When a Rishon has a Kasha, and because of his Kasha comes up the whole Nupshat, what is the first thing you got to do? First, you got to understand his Nupshat, but you have to understand why, according to his Pshat, he's answered the Kasha that he's asked on the previous sheet. Correct? So let's have that in mind. Go ahead, Chaim. Go ahead. Ad.
The Kafloria
of Rabbi Yehuda. Should be Safon Eretz Yisrael. Okay. So what does the Re say? So the Re has a little loop shot. As opposed to Rashi, that Turiyana was like this, sloped southward and northward, according to the Re, Turi Amnon is like this, slope eastern westward. West is toward Jash, east is toward Zevi. Like this. Okay? It is sloped like this. Therefore, if it is sloped like this, what do you do? If it's sloped like this, we got it? Slope like this. We understand the shot now. But now I want to ask you to follow it. Why do you need Kafloria? Why do you need Kafloria? Lefi, okay, you follow what I'm saying? Kafloria, again, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's like this. This is, you guys are in Shalom Tel Aviv, right? And we got here, Turi Amnon's like this. So why do you need Kafloria? It's like he answers, he has shown up shot of answer the Kasha. What do you mean if you answer the Kasha? How have you answered the Kasha? How have you answered the Kasha? Okay? Oh, so I want you to get this. What'd you say?
It's not completely on the northern border. There's a part of it that's on the northern border. So we have to know where's that, what's that point on the northern border? That's called Florida. Meaning that's...
No, he says that what? He says that Turiano is going like this. Echudo shohar hu akvu maravi. He says it's the western...
Right.
But right. He says it's the westernmost border. So why do I need Kafloria? Why do I need Kafloria? I'll tell you why you need Kafloria. Marshaw says. Let's get this. Kafloria, he says, is down here. Please get it down. Turi Amnon is on the top here. Kafloria is on the bottom. And we know this from math, right? When you have a line, right? When you want to make the distance, when you want to, the Gemara has an Erev. When you want to measure Erev Tchumen, if you go down, it's a longer distance, right? When you have a triangle, when you go down, it's a longer distance. You go a straight line to something, you get there quicker. If you have to go down, it's not as exact. It's longer. So you want to choose a city on the bottom, Kafloria, where you can jut out the line going this way. That's why you need Kafloria. That's why you need Kafloria, according to the Tosis chat with the Marshal. Okay? So in other words, it's hard to draw on the board. Okay, so I'm not going to even draw it on the board. But you have it like this is Tosos. Turi Amnon is considered to be here, right? And you need Kafloria on the bottom in order to what? In order to determine that you're going to what? Jut out that way. Okay? Because all of Turi Amnon, look at all of Turi Amnon. Turi Amnon is one long thing. Maybe that's what you were saying. Turi Amnon is one long thing. So it's the western border, but which way is it in order to determine the northern islands? So there you need what? There you need what we call is what? There you need what we call is Kafloria. You follow what I'm saying? Again, Nachamo. According to Tosfos here, it's like this, Turi Amnon. So, but I don't know if this is what you were referring to Yossi before, but anything on here, where do you know to take the point up here? This is the western border. You know my western border? Everything over here is Eretz Yisrael. This is the peak over here is what? Is Eretz Yisrael. Everything on this side is Chutzlarts. But you don't know where on this line to jut out to make everything north-south. So which one do you choose? You're saying you choose. That's why you need Kafloria. That's why you need Kafloria. Okay? This is why you need the city of Kafloria somewhere on this point. But I'm suggesting more than that, according to the Marshal. You need a point on the bottom. Because Lamaisa, he wants to say Kafloria was on the bottom. Because even if Kafloria is on the top, you're going to be losing something. Because you can't drill through a mountain. Remember, you're up here, right? You want to be able to get directly out to the sea. So you want to pick a point on the bottom. So the Marsha says that Kafuria was on the bottom, according to Tosis. Do you hear what I'm saying? Kafuria was on the bottom. That's the Chiddush you want to bring out. Now, the difficult point, this is what I was discussing with the Sarfati Shlita, the difficult point is, okay, in Erev Tchumen, the measurement is very important. You need 2,000 Amos. Here, is it so important you have to find exact? Yeah, so I said, maybe it is. You want to find out exactly where Eretz Yisrael is. So why take the point here, but you're measuring a distance? Here, we're going to find out, you need a straight line. So who cares whether you start from here or here? It's going to be the same straight line. That's a little bit of a difficulty with the Marsha. But I want you to get down that according to Tosfos, it's like this. And Kafuria could have been a town on the top to determine which point you're going to go that way. But the Marsha says it's on the bottom. And the reason why it's on the bottom, bless you, is because why? Is because we want it to be as straight as possible, not lose any distance. Why do we care about losing distance? I'm not sure. We're just trying to determine the right border. We're not trying to measure Tchumen. But that's the Chiddush that we want to bring out here. I couldn't hear you.
It's on the bottom, though. To draw a line, it's going to have to go like this.
Right, it's on the bottom, Lamaise.
So that's a problem.
No. Like it'll be. You'll match it up. You'll match it up with a plumb line, whatever. You'll match it up where it is supposed to. No, the mark. That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying if it's on the top, then what's?
You'll match up where Kaflori is exactly over here. That's what I'm saying.
If you didn't hold the Marsha and if it was on the top, why is that a problem? Why does the Marsha have a problem with that?
Because you're going to lose. You'll have to drill through the mountain range. The mountain range is like this. What are you going to do? Make an imaginary line? It's much easier to take a town already on the bottom that you can just go straight out.
Yeah, the way
you're going to have to drill down through the mountain to say, where am I going to start going this way?
Yeah, but it
you
looks
can't
like
do
it's
that.
From here, you have to go through the mountain the way it looks like.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying like this, though. You're going to have to drill down. That's why it says take a town on the bottom. Okay? That's why it says you take a town on the bottom. This is the Bira that we have. In the Marsha, she's a. Now listen to this. According to Rashi, if I flip it for a moment, Rashi, what do you have? According to Rashi, you have this point here. You hear what I'm saying? According to Rashi, you have this point. Rashi, we flipped it, right? The mountain range is like this. If you go like this, it's perfect. You just drop it right here, and you'll be able to what? That's what Tosfos is bothered by. What do you mean? What do you need Kafuria for? Turi Amnon is this. Drop it right here and measure. Right? There's nothing to drill. The mountain range is done. You don't have to drill through anything. Just drop it right here and go out. So the Pnei Yehoshu answer for Rashi. You know, we said it was like a piece of paper. It was wide. So we had to pin down which place it was. That's the Chiddush that we want to suggest, Pshat and Rashi. Let's finish up, Chaim. Go ahead.
And here, Shakosu broke with Rashi.
Now, what motivated Rashi to say like this? Go ahead. What is titau lachem? Did everyone translate the word titau? Extend. Means extend. Horahar. Go ahead. Umitargaminen. Unfortunately, it says in the side, Unklus doesn't have that, and Targamion Sim Nazil, Yushami, all three Targumim don't have it like this. Okay, but Tosa says that he had a Masorah that the Targum of Horahar was Turi Amnon. Go ahead. That's a problem, right? Rashi said, Rashi was determined to say, what was Rashi determined to say? That Turi Amnon is the what? Is the northern border. And that's exactly the way it is according to Rashi. It is the northern border, yes? The Pusik was Dochet Rashi. Motivated, pushed Rashi to say like this. You see like this? This is Rashi. That's why it's the northern border. You guys are telling the Yushalayim, this is the northern border. According to Tosfos, what's he going to do with the Pusik now? You understand what I'm saying? According to Tosfos, it was the western border. How does that fit in the Pusik? The Pusik says it's the northern border. Tosfos Gavalt, what am I going to do according to my pshat? Go ahead, Chaim. How does he save it? He says it's stuck in the northwest. Meaning, what the Pusik meant to say is that what it is in the west, it's the western border, stuck in the northwest, but the thing is, it's Shafei of Yorei Letzad Mizrach. At least it goes eastward in the slope. So it's kind of both, he says. What is Tosas hold? Tosas hold that it's the western border. But the Pasuk says it's the north. The answer is it's the northwest. That's what Tosas says. Again, Nachamah. What does Tosas say? What does Tosas say? That what? That Turiyamna is the western border. But the Pasuk says it's the northern border. How do you solve it? Northwest. It's in the northwest. It's in the northwest. And it kind of fits in good what we said, because Kafluri would be up here. Kafluri would be the town, Lamaisa, in order to determine where it is. So Yossi, you had said you need Kafluri to pin down where it is here. Okay, you're right. And here it's down here, Lamaisa. Because you're not, as the Marshal says, you don't want to dig through the mountain. You'll put it right here. According to Rashi, it fits beautiful, Lamaisa. What do you need Kafluri for? According to Rashi, just put a plumb line here, and it's right here, Turiyamno. Jut out. So we answer with a piece of paper. It's a wider part, you need to point down a point. This is the Machlekes Rashi Taisis. Oh, you got it, Clore? Not that hard, after you work through it a lot. Okay? Yossi, what I want to just, before we, I just want to make sure we get it 100% clear. Okay? Let's just point out, according to Taisis, please get it. Okay? Let's get it. Lamaisa. According to Tosos, what comes out? The Pasuk says that the Yam is the Gvul of Eretz Yisrael. Didn't the Pasuk say the Yam is the Gvul of Eretz Yisrael? The Yam is the Gvul of Eretz Yisrael. What is Tosos saying the Yam is? I'm sorry. According to the Pasuk in Chumash, what is the western border of Eretz Yisrael? The Yam. According to Tosos, what is the western border? Turei? Amnon. According to Tosos, Turi Amnon is the western part, right?
Only the top.
Oh, so that's the answer, Alan. Get it down. You'll have to say that southern, to the southern part of Eretz Yisrael, the Yam is the western border. As you get to the north, Turi Amnon is. Please get that down. That's what you're going to have to say. You have to add that in. Please get that down. That only to the north is Turi Amnon considered to be the western border. As you go southward, the Yam is the Gvul. Okay? That's a very important Nakuda. Alright. Also, let's get this. Let's get this, please. According to Reb Yehuda, what did Reb Yehuda say in the Mishnah? What did Reb Yehuda say in the Mishnah? Reb Yehuda, the Tana in the Mishnah. What did he say? Let's get it. What did Reb Yehuda say in the Mishnah? He gave the borders, right? Ashkelon, Darom, Rechem. Yes? What did he not give in the Mishnah? Yeah. The western border. Why didn't he give the western border? What did Rashi say in the Mishnah? We know the Rashi Mishnah very well. What did Rashi say? Because the Yam was the western border. The Yam was the western border. Let me ask you a question. Is that true? It's not true. What do you mean? The Mediterranean is part of Eretz Yisrael all the way to the Straits of Gibraltar. What's pshat? Please get these nekudas. So the Pnei Yoshua says the following. Because Lamaisa, that's why Reb Yehuda didn't give a border in the Mishnah. Because the western border is Me'ever L'Yam HaGadol. So in other words, in a Hanami. I don't know how to answer that, Lamaisa. But the bottom line is that what? Is that it goes all the way to here. Goes all the way to here.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Yeah.
Okay, could be. All right, maybe Rashi means Ad Ad Bichlal. Okay, could be. What'd you say? No. No, we're talking about this way, going eastward, going westward, Yitzi. Westward, only westward. Look at the other. Sure, there are Rechem's up here, and the Ashkelon is here, but I'm saying everything. Why did Rashi say the western part was the Yam? It's not true. Even in the Mediterranean, it's Eretz Yisrael. So maybe you could say, it's like Yitzi says, difficult though. Pnei Yoshua says, in a Hanami. He says, in a Hanami.
Maybe he's talking about the other Yam.
What'd you say?
It's in the problem with Rashi, because Rashi says that.
Rashi says the Gvul is the Yam. It's not true, according to Yehuda. The Yam is part of Eretz Yisrael. What was Rashi's lashon in the Mishnah? Go ahead.
Marashar Salinsar Gulsh Shayam Agadol Gvula.
Yeah, I mean, that's Yam Gvula means not my Babachla Yitzi, you know what I mean? It's a little schwer.
Maybe it's talking about this Yam.
I mean, the end of the Yam Agadol is the Gvula.
Maybe it's talking about this Yam. No, right?
Yeah, that's what Yitzi's suggesting. The Yam Agadol all the way to the Straits of Gibraltar. Okay, it could be. All right, it's possible. But I want you to get this Nakudu. Okay? That's what comes out from the Schiddush. Okay. Very well.
He doesn't say Yam Agadol.
He says Yam. Yam means the Yam Agadol. You think he means Unkenis? Okay, could be. I was thinking maybe Rashi's not going like Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, but this is the Tosefta. You know what I'm saying? Maybe Rashi's not going like Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak in the Mishnah. That, let me ask you. What's the, this is a segue to the next Tosus. What's the topic of this Brisa between Rav Yehuda and the Rabbanan? It's not talking about get. What do you think he's talking about? What do you think he's talking about? Trumas and Maestras. The chiyuv of where Trumas and Maestras are. So I'm just saying that the Rashi is on the Mishnah talking about the topic of the Mishnah. I'm just saying the Maestras is not necessarily a difficult. You know, this Mishnah doesn't necessarily, it's only corner of Nachman Bar Yitzchak are you equating get in this. Maybe Rashi wasn't going in corner of Nachman Bar Yitzchak. That price is only talking about Trumas. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is the one that said sheds light on getting. Rashi in the Mishnah maybe wasn't commenting in corner of Nachman Bar Yitzchak. That's all. Okay, we got to go Viking, okay? Because we only have a little bit more time. Okay, we got the Pshat and the Tosfos. This is the Pshat and the Tosfos with the Marshal. You look up that Marshal, please. Okay, we really worked on this, Lamais. All right, Viper. Chaim, next Tosfos. Let's go. Yes, maybe after? Okay, thank you. All right, because I just wanted to do the next Tosfos. Go ahead, Chaim. Go ahead. Let's see inside. Let's go, guys. I'm proud of you guys. You got to work. We don't skip the technical. You know what I mean? Skip, you don't skip over. Okay, go ahead. Rabbeinu Peter. Rabbeinu Peter. He's one of the Baalei HaTosfos. He lived in England, I believe. Rabbeinu Peter. Doesn't appear too many times in Tosfos and Shas. Shaul Rabbeinu Peter. Go ahead. Now he must have not had the map. But we know England is what? We know England is northwest of Eretz Yisrael. Right? And France, where the Baalei HaTosfos lived, also is also northwest. But somehow they must have thought it was somehow within these two lines. He asks Rabbeinu Tam, will she be chayav in Trumas and Maestras? Now I want you to get this. Did you see this? Tosa Rosh? What did Tosa Rosh say Rabbeinu Tam responded? Get it down. He said, you got it wrong. We're not in those two lines. You guys are more northward. Rabbeinu Tam must have had the map that France and England are up here. Right? That's what is quoted in Tosa Rush's Rabbeinu Tam answered back to Rabbeinu Peter. He asked him a Shiloh. Shiloh Lachlomaisa. So he said back to him, you're not between the two lines. Okay. Nonetheless, he didn't know that, Rabbeinu Peter. Go ahead. Now that's the answer that we have in the Tosa Rush. Go ahead, the Heshiv. Oh, he says, what's the kasha? We don't hold like Reb Yehuda. We all like the Rabbanan. So it's only this channel, the vertical channel, is part of the extension of Eretz Yisrael. Sheds no light on what? Sheds no light on France or what? Or England, right? Only this channel is part of Eretz Yisrael. Oh, very good. Go ahead. So he paskins Ladina. He paskins Ladina that way. See, the Yadavid asked, he didn't understand. The Baalei HaTosfos were in France, which is the north. So the answer is, that's exactly what Rabbeinu Tam answered it. The Yadavid asks on Tosfos. But that's exactly what Rabbeinu Tam responded, at least in the Tosfos Rosh's formulation. Go ahead. But according to what? What is he? He should look kind of like Rabbeinu Tam. Avakosh. The funny netav, period. Period. What's the kasha? What is the whole point of our Gemara? We always say, keep in mind the Gemara. What is the Gemara saying? We're comparing get to what? To Trumas and Maestras. He says, I don't understand you. You want to tell me, Reb Yehuda says, anytime a get is delivered in here, from here, you don't need to find out about it. Do you think they know the Shema? Do you think there's a network of Kiyum over here? That's the whole point of a Fanei Nechtam. That's a great kasha. Ribbono Shel Olam, he asks. I don't understand the whole premise of this Gemara. Did Rebbe, he knew this? that all the way to the Straits of Gibraltar, there was Lishma and there was Kiyum? It's a tremendous kasha. Tremendous kasha. Okay, now Rav Nochum Parchovich points out the following. What was Rav Yehuda talking about? What, I spilled the beans a little bit before. What is the topic of this Tosefta? Trumas. But the Gemara is saying it has the same din of what as Gittin. Maybe the Gemara itself was what? This is what Rav Nochum Parchovich suggests. Maybe the Gemara itself was suggesting that Reb Yehuda was referring to places where they know Lishma, or places where they know it's Kiyum. Because anyway, the topic that he was, the Tosefta is talking about is Trumas. That's what Reb Yehuda was talking about. The Gemara, Ravina Rashi, wrote the Gemara of Nachbar Yitzchak, extended it to Get. So maybe they were referring to places that are Lishma and Kiyum. Meaning he's just saying, I don't understand places Kasha. That's goof for the whole point of the Gemara. The whole point of the Gemara is to say, yes, he's referring to places that no Lishma have Kiyum. Okay, but go ahead. What's the first answer? What's the first answer? That what? The Lo Kafshu Akol Ole Bavel. What does that mean? That Ole Bavel did not capture the whole thing. Therefore what? Therefore what does that tell me? What do you say? Therefore, what does that tell me? What is Tosa Shita? The only time you have to save a fine netov, is if it was a place where the Ole Bavel did not capture. I grant you, this whole quadrant was not captured by Ole Bavel, but some of it was. Whichever places were not, we're talking about those places that were captured by Ole Bavel, and those places, Taka, half Lishma and half Kiyum. Wherever those places might be. They might not extend all the way out to Morocco, straight to Gibraltar, but they're closer here. You got me? What do you see from this Tosis, though? Do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? Yes or no? Yes, get it down. He asked. Oh. Rabbi Natan said we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Then he goes in and asks Akasha. You see from the Tosos and Lekach Yeshlomer that we are paskining like Reb Yehuda. We are really saying La Halacha is like Reb Yehuda. The only thing is that the whole thing is not like Eretz Yisrael because they didn't capture it. Okay? They didn't capture it. This is what Tosos is saying. Unbelievable pshat, Lamaisa. Okay? This is what Tosos is saying. Now, let me ask you a question. In the first answer of Tosos, what do you say? What was the first answer of Tosis, Chaim? What was the first answer of Tosis?
That we don't like Reb Yehuda.
We don't hold like Reb Yehuda. Implying that what? Reb Yehuda holds what? Every part till the stretch of Gibraltar is Eretz Yisrael. I want you to get this down. According to the first Teretz of Tosis, that we don't pass like Reb Yehuda, we pass like the Chamin. But if you hold like Reb Yehuda, all of it is Eretz Yisrael. You would not have to save a fine net that even if you deliver, even if the boat was already here. It's Mamash Eretz Yisrael. Mamash Eretz Yisrael. And you chayav Trumas of Isis. Everything. All the way over here, you chayav Trumas of Isis. According to the second Teretz of Tosfos, it's not true. Only the lands that captured Ole Bavel. Only the Ole Bavel that Ole Bavel captured. That's the Chiddush L'maisa. Okay? That's the Chiddush L'maisa in order to say this Chiddush. Okay, that's what you see according to Reb Yehuda. Okay, Inami, go ahead. Chaim? El Ebenishin Shibayama Gadol Dafka. Go ahead. Ad Yama Gadol Mevo Hashemesh will be your border. Uksiv Shmos Chof Kimmel. Ushti Eskevucha. Extend your border, Miyam Suf. Umi Midbar. Perish.
Perish Yam Suf Latar Daro Yam Freshtim. Latar Maro Midbar and the Mizrach Nar Pras. Latar Tzav.
Vod.
Vod Yeshlomar Shah.
We all knew where the Jews lived. Umisham. Right? Kedamrinin. Dafkuf Yudam and Af Mitzur Klape Myriv. Go ahead. They don't recognize Yudim or Avinu Shemayim. Oh. So what is Tosis saying here in this second teretz? The Inami here. They basically got three teretzim completely here. But what's the Inami? Inami is Rashi, basically. What's he saying from Rashi? If you would have a big landmass here, that landmass would not be Eretz Yisrael. The only thing that's Eretz Yisrael is the islands. And the islands alone. That's the Chiddush of this teretz. The islands alone are considered to be Eretz Yisrael. And that's it. But a dry land is a cholik reshus bifnei atzmon. It's its own reshus. And when the Gemara says Yitzi until the Atlantic, it doesn't mention Ada Yabasha. The reason being is because why? Because we would as if you would say Ada Yabasha, the Azayamasharak Ada Nisim. We would also think only up to the first, we would think all the way up to the first island. So it says all the way until the Ukanis. I want you to get this. It says all the way to the Ukanis to include only the islands. A landmass would not be considered to be what Eretz Yisrael. A big landmass. And it doesn't say Ad HaNisin. It doesn't say Ad HaYabasha, because it would say Ad HaYabasha. They would think the first island you have would be Eretz Yisrael. Anything after that wouldn't be Eretz Yisrael. So it couldn't say that. So we say Ad Ukanis. We say Ad Ukanis. Okay? We say Ad Ukanis, and therefore only the land, only islands, and not the landmass. So how does this answer the Kasha? How does this answer the Kasha, Chaim? What was Tosos Kasha? What do you say? What do you say? What's the answer? The answer is that what? How could Rabbi Yehuda know that they knew Mishma, they knew Kim? What's the answer? Oh, the islands did. The islands did. But you go further into landmass in a Hanami. You would have to say, Bafane Nechtav, who Bafane Nechtav. You would have to say Bafane Nechtav, Bafane Nechtav. They knew where it ended. They knew where it ended. After that point, you would be chayv. We weren't saying everything. We're not talking about Yabasha. We're talking about the islands. And those islands were Yidden. And those islands were Yidden. We consider them to be what? To be part of what? Eretz Yisrael. Okay? You have to say there's no Shema and Kiyum. So basically, how many... Quickly, to get this Tosis clearly, what did Tosis start off saying? Rabbi Petra asked, what? Let's in England and France be chayiv. So we said that Tosis Russian Rabbi Natan, but you're not within the two lines. Our Tosis says we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, implying that if we held like Rabbi Yehuda, Yutaka would be chayiv at Shumas and Meisers. Second Teretz of Tosis, I'm sorry, next Kasha Tosis. How did Rabbi Yehuda know these fellows are Lishma and Kiyum? What's the answer? The first answer is what? And the Oli Bubble didn't capture it, correct? They didn't. Oh, the places where Oli Bubble captured Zevi, you would be chayiv. Right? You would be chayiv. Then Tosa says, Rashi. What's Rashi's chat? Only what? Only the lands of the islands, not the land masses. Half Lishma and half Kiyum. So let's just close with this. Please get this. Lefi Rashi, they were only talking about the islands. Do the islands have to be captured or not? What do you say? No. I want you to get this down. Once you capture Eretz Yisrael, it automatically becomes Kadosh, the islands. According to Rashi. You don't actually have to have the Holy Bubble capture the islands. Because they're tuffled to Eretz Yisrael anyway. Whereas according to Tosfos, in that answer of Holy Bubble, you need that every island to be what? To be captured. Just like Eretz Yisrael needs capturing in order to imbue Kedusha, also the island needs it as well. So there's a fundamental machlokes here. In order for purposes of what? Do you need that thing actually to be captured? According to Rashi, you would not. According to the Teretz of Tosis, the first Teretz there, the Lekachi Shlomar, you definitely would need it to be captured. You definitely would need it to be captured. So this is the machlokes. Halacha l'maisa. So it comes out, l'maisa, that it's very possible If I ask you, according to Rabbi Yehuda, does Eretz Yisrael extend all the way to here? So the bottom line is, according to the first day of Tosus, he says we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Yes, Rabbi Yehuda says Eretz Yisrael is all the way out here. According to the next day in Tosus, Pashup Shad, it's not, because you need the Oli Bavel to capture it. Kolzman, the Oli Bavel didn't capture it, it's not, Lamaisa. According to Rashi, the islands would be, but not a landmass. So that's the tremendous Chiddush that we have of Rabbi Yehuda. All right, very good. We'll stop here. Chazar over. Tomorrow we'll go bite them, but please work at it. It's not that hard.